Another on a completely different side of it, more of the huggy side than the attractive side. Our own Rick O'Shea has an article, as he often does, in The Insider in the Irish Independent. And he's talking about why embracing the hug is a good thing for the Irish man, whatever your generation. And he said that he's had a particularly huggy week. One was he was out with the family and his mum's birthday. And at the end of the meal, they all hug each other in little twos, which is a lovely visual image, isn't it? You can just imagine him standing there and all the family pair off and hug each other. And then he said his dad is of a different generation, but as time has gone on, as with a lot of our dads, he's become more huggy. And he said he had another big hug. This is very funny. He said he was at the Vodafone Comedy Festival with his other half, and they were there, and his girlfriend met her friend from work, and they hugged, as you do. And then the friend's boyfriend was there, and Rick ended up having this first time meeting this man ever hug.
Head banging, head clashing together.
It would be one of those on the back, you know, that little hand pat.
It's where you go to do the handshake, but the other arm goes around the back to hug, and you're kind of unsure which one you're going for.
I can just see Rick, because he's so lovely. I can just see that happening, and it's all, we're halfway in here, we're nearly finished, and break.
Yeah.
And he said he had his final one was kind of unexpected, and the more welcome for having happened. That was when Ed Sheeran was in to do the audience with Rick O'Shea, and he was asked by a colleague on the serious side of the house if there was any chance that he could get an autograph for his nephew. And then the next thing that happened was he ended up having a hug, the first time hugger. Another scenario, he said he popped over to his desk, dropped the tiny smidge of signature over his shoulder, and he was so delighted he stood up straight away and gave him a hug. So I wonder who that is. Maybe Rick will reveal later on the show who that other person was. But do you know what, on a more serious side, and you know maybe can relate to this in life, you know, different things happen in different families that change the scenarios. As Rick was saying, his dad became more of a hugger. My twin brothers, we wouldn't have been an I love you family at all, but my twin brothers had open heart surgery when they were 5. And the night before, you know, we were all in saying good, you know, it was very emotional. We were giving them all hugs. And as we left off, the twins turned around and said, Tony and Des started for the first time ever saying to us, I love you. Which freaked us out and thought, oh my God,
something's wrong.
Something's happened. You know, this isn't going to go well tomorrow. We all broke down. I mean, I've 11 brothers and sisters, so all ages. And it really, and ever since we've been an I love you family. And I know that drives a lot of people mental. And my husband, his family wouldn't be like that at all. Are you guys like that?
I'm an I love you person. I really am. I'm one of those people who says it at the end of a phone call, going to the shops. I mean, I just think you should say it while you have the chance.
Do you know
all
why
the time.
I'm laughing? Because sometimes I'm saying it, but depends where I am, I might just go off and whisper. Because if you're in a work environment, obviously you take call away, and then you go, that's right, and then I love you.
Or it caught in a really embarrassing moment, you're with a work colleague and you're saying goodbye and you accidentally go, love you.
Yeah.
Like calling your teacher mum. It's that kind of, did I just say that?
I know, I've done that here. Or even calling your boss by your boyfriend's name.
What? Okay,
Jack just said that's weird.
Okay, Tara.
Okay, good time to talk about our big fat music quiz. We're going to be back after this. We'll be doing it. Great text in. This year, on my father's birthday, I wrote on the card all my best memories of us. And I thanked him for, this is after we were reading Rick O'Shea's piece in the Insider magazine in The Independent about hugs and men. And he said, I thanked him for them. All the great memories, and I told him I loved him. Hard to do the father-son thing. Never said it before, and I'm almost 40, but it left me with a new memory when hugged for what seemed like an age. It was so good. Thanks a million for sending that text in. It is that father-son thing, and also the mother-daughter thing is quite delicate as well, so it would be great to have a chat with you. 1850 71592. Now, a text in about the hugs earlier and talking about Rick O'Shea's article in the Indo about men hugging. I've realised that the only time my friends and I hug is at major events. I was recently at my best mate's wedding and realised by the end of the day I'd hugged him about 10 times. We must remember to do it next time we're down the pub. Here, that's exactly what you should be doing. Now, Annette O'Sullivan is on the phone. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm in great form. And Annette, I'm just reading a little bit there about what you were telling your Grace outside. Tell us a little bit about what's going on for you at the moment.
Well, my mum has been suffering from Alzheimer's for the past 4 years, and she owned her own business, very stoic, very sort of in control of her emotions, would never show any emotion. And I suppose I regretted that when I was growing up. But since she's become ill, she's looking for hugs and kisses all the time, and it's so different. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to cope with this. But I'm loving it at the same time, you know, it's because I didn't have it in the past. I have it now, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know.
Annette, did you used to get, was it those kind of hugs that were, the whole body seemed stiffened before, and a little tap on the back? Is that the type of hug you'd get?
You know,
my mum, she's on holidays now, she's away, so she won't be listening. But that was the way, the kind of hugs that we used to have. And it was, I'm a very huggy person. I'm just...
Me too. I am so touchy-feely. Like, everybody gets a hug and they're like, oh my God, stand back.
I know. And some people, how do some people react to you? Are they kind of like, okay... Or do they love it?
Well, I'm a rep, and I go into pharmacies, and I, you know, if I've met somebody nice and I go to hug them, they're like, "Oh, hold on, I don't know you that well."
But so. you're not a hug upon first meeting person.
Oh no, not like that. No. But yeah, I don't know. Is it because we're deprived of something at the start? We just crave it and we want more of it. And then when we like it, and we, you know, I don't know.
Do you know what? I think it's in you. I think it's just that's who you are. You know, you're somebody who's not afraid of it. And it's a very natural thing to do. And for others, it was maybe a generational thing. It was a little bit, you know, maybe seen as that inappropriate behaviour. There were so many things then that have thankfully changed and moved on
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And your mom.
So I think the key message is hug, hug, hug all the time. It's brilliant.
I agree.
Like they say, if you get 5 hugs a day, you're going to live longer. So,
I mean. Really? I love that statistic. Rick should have had that in his article. But Annette, how is your mum now, and where is she?
She's in her own nursing home that she built years ago, but she's back as a patient. And it's quite difficult to see her like that.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and... But again, she's very stoic, you know, but then it's like she just reverts back. She takes a moment. There's, you know, a change in her mental cognition. She goes back to like being a child, and she wants hugs and kisses, and she's begging for them. And it's like, oh my God, what does life do to us that it takes that beautiful part of us and just breaks us, and we shy away from it and we hide it and put it away because we're afraid to be emotional. And I think, you know, I think if you start young with your kids and stuff, yeah.
Do you know what, Annette? I love that you've come on and shared this, because it's that thing as well. Kids, they love hugging. They love kissing.
Oh, they love us.
They love dancing. Yeah. They love... Do you have young children yourself at the moment?
No, I don't. I'm not married, no.
Okay, well, you know yourself from being around kids and being around your friends and your sisters and brothers' kids, that it is that thing. They're at that stage. It's pure innocence. You see it in a playground. You see it anywhere where there are kids.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous. And, you know, and then you have... You know, parents they're disciplining their kids, and they're like, oh, I discipline my kids. They appreciate discipline. But they also need to live. They also need to express themselves. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, and you do know what you're saying. And the fact that you've come on to share that we need to be doing that more. We need to be softer. We need to be hugging and we need to embrace.
I think Ireland has become very cold because of the Celtic Tiger. Everybody seems to be out for what they can get. But I think there's some normality coming back. There's some love coming back into Ireland. And I think that's why we're on the road to recovery, because we're appreciating people again.
Yeah, and also, Annette, your mum, as you said, she was a brilliant businesswoman. She was quite stoic.
Oh,
that was the way it was. My mum was the same. My mum and my dad put their, you know, at one stage, they were both out of work, and they pooled all their resources together and built up a family business from scratch. And your mum, it sounds like, was an amazing woman who did that as well.
She went through a lot of trauma and stuff as well. You know, she lost family farms through different types of illness with the cattle and everything. And she built her way back up again, which is so admirable. But sometimes when you're kind of going for that end goal, you kind of sometimes forget the emotion.
It's nice
to balance it out.
I don't think they were allowed. I don't think there was that support at the time. And we now are lucky to be able to do it.
We have a great opportunity. Absolutely. Embrace
it, and to have people like you coming on the radio talking about Annette, enjoy every hug with your mum. I can't imagine what you're going through, but the hug times and the tears times, and thanks for sharing that with us this morning.
Not at all. A pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Best of luck, Annette. Thank you so much.